On another occasion, I hope to speak about the plans of the government to achieve, once the war is won, what I have previously defined as a national minimum of social security and human welfare, not for labor only, but for all the people. That national minimum should embrace useful employment for all who are willing to work, standards of nutrition and housing adequate to ensure the health of the whole population, social insurance against privation resulting from unemployment, from accident, from the death of the breadwinner, from ill health, and from old age. Those are our post-war objectives.